You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Ken Downey here, and I am doing another podcast. This is a podcast on No, it's not on how to play a steel guitar. It's about Thumb Jam. And I'm going to go through, really quickly, I'm going to go through the basics of how to do it. First of all, I really recommend, what you can do is, first of all, I really recommend, if you've got a keyboard, like I've got a Yamaha MX 61, and I got a cable at Guitar Center that hooks up to my phone. It's like really sweet, you know. Thank God for MIDI interface. So what it is it comes out of the DIN ports. I could have done it USB, but I wasn't thinking. But you know, it just interfaces to the phone, just like any other. You know, you're gonna pay probably between $50 and $70. You don't need anything fancy. All you need is just the connectors. And with this particular one, it goes out from the MIDI. It goes to a mini USB port, and then it goes. There's a cable that goes from mini USB to the Lightning adapter, the Lightning port. The jack, whatever you call it, the Lightning jack. So it's possible to play the keyboard. Yeah, it's possible to play the phone with your keyboard. But you can also, at the same time, when you're using Thumb Jam, I've got my phone upside down. That's why it's doing that. Harder to play it upside down. I put it in landscape mode. If you can get an iPad, Thumb Jam is incredible on an iPad. So if you can get yourself even an iPad 2, it runs really smooth on even the first generation iPads. Runs so smooth. I've never had a problem with Thumb Jam on here. So I'm going to go through the menus really quickly. If you don't really know anything about Thumb Jam, I really recommend that you listen to my previous podcast on it, because I really go into a lot of depth about how to work it. But I'm going to be mainly working on samples and how to make your own instrument. Because when you do that, it's just really sweet. So on the very top left, you've got the button that says Sound, which allows you to change instruments, change scales. We'll go into that in a minute. Underneath that, key controls. It allows you to change what key you're in, and when you hit it, it shows the letters of the keys. You can hit it again, it will just show, you know, like the symbols for the keys instead. Then there's a sidebar. You can hit that, and it allows you to do things like split screen and things like that. There's a sustain button, and that will allow you to sustain the notes that you hit. Glide mode, really important. If you didn't have a glide mode, then steel guitar would only do that when you run your fingers up it. You need that glide. That's how you make the steel guitar sound so authentic. You use, you have it on glide mode. And if you have a keyboard, then you really can make it sound good. And I love the steel guitar. With Thumb Jam, the $10 that you pay for Thumb Jam is worth it just for the steel guitar, because you really don't need anything else as far as the, guitar goes. Then you have increase and decrease octave span, which allows you to play on the screen. It allows you to play multiple octaves. So, you know, you can play a really low note on the bottom and a really high note on the top. Problem with that is, if you've got too much of an octave spread, then it's really hard to get the tight chords that you might want with your 2, 3, 4, 5 fingers, whatever. So what you're after is, you want a small enough octave span that you can play chords tight when you're doing your glides and your, you know, whatever you do. But you know, not so tight that you only get one or two octaves. You want, you know, the most you can get, which is why iPad is just great for this.
Octave down button.
Then there's the octave up.
Octave up button.
Octave up and octave down. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Skip back. Play slash pause. Skip back button. Play area.
Then you've got skip back. Play pause. And then finally edit.
Play area.
Since I'm going to be going in specifically into sampling, like I said, check out my last podcast on this. It'll help. There's a trick that I also recommend for this. When you're going to start editing stuff, you're going to want to turn off Direct Touch. Direct Touch is what allows you to just touch the screen and not and have VoiceOver not interfere. So what you're going to have to do is, when you even when you're touching the side of the screen and you get octave up, decrease octave span, all those things, the VoiceOver still knows that there is a Direct Touch panel on this. So while you're on one of these sidebar buttons, and you can, you know, probably even enable the toolbar for, temporarily to help you, you're going to want to rotor over to Direct Touch.
Audio ducking. Play area.
And I admit,
octave up button, play area.
It's a little hard to do.
Play area. Just talk to keep sound button.
And
play area. Sound button. Play area. Language. Direct Touch.
I think the upper left corner is the best place to do it in this app. Then you can get to where it says one of the buttons, and you can slide down. Now my Direct Touch is off. So I touch it, and it says play area, but nothing happens because I've turned off Direct Touch. So now we can make a new instrument. So what we do is we hit edit.
Edit. Save reset button. Hide menus button. Effects button. Hide menus button. Effects button. Controls. Sample button. Major. Sample button. All off. Sample button. Play slash pause. Sound loop. But super seal. And control box toolbar. Sustain. Glide mode. Increase octaves. Hide menu. Decrease. Save reset. But octave up button.
I'm looking for
hide menus button. Save reset button. Effects button. Controls. But sample button. Major. Sample button.
All right. I'm just gonna hit sample.
Sample. Play area. Attack time. Zero. Play area. Sound button. Button. Select preset button. Share button. Play area. Super seal. JR smooth seal. Attack time. Zero. Release time. Release stop. No toggle. Switch button. Polyphonic toggle. Switch button on. Double tap to release, release, attack, jump, super seal.
Okay.
We got a slash sample lock toggle. Sound on. Play area. Player selected. Glide. Play area. Play humanize. Zero. Play area. JR smooth seal. Select preset button. Play area.
Select preset.
Blues organ.
I only
have selected. Defaults. Acoustic guitar. Selected. Defaults. Button. 3 of 4. Play area. Defaults. Button. 3 of 4. Brass.
I mean,
heading.
It's
play area.
Acting. Really kind of funky.
Button.
For some reason, it leaves the play area on.
TE euphonium. TE French horn. All gun button. All button. Gun button. All button. User button. 2 of 4. Play
I'm
area.
Gonna hit user.
Gun button. All button. 1 of 4. Selected. User. Play area. Select preset. Heading. Play area. Select preset. Gun button. Play area. Gun button. Select preset. Play area. Edit button. Play area.
Even with Direct Touch off, this is a little bit tricky.
Gun button.
To select.
Selected. You play area. Selected. User button. 2 of 4. Defaults button 3 of 4 play area.
I'm gonna hit.
Button but all user button 2 selected. Defaults button 3 of 4 selected. Defaults 3 acoustic guitar. Bench bass mode. Bass blues organ all gun button. Dirty organ. Acoustic guitar.
And I think basically what it's allowing me to do is to kind of have a template to get started.
Play user button 2 of 4.
I'm gonna hit
selected user. Main recorder. Recorder. Super seal. Super kid. Recorder.
And I'm gonna hit recorder because.
Gun button. Key controls button. Off attack time. Recorder button. Present changes. Recorder button. Present changes sample set.
So, on the top left corner of the screen, we've got the name of the sample. I know there's probably a way to get an empty one.
Play area.
Just don't. Let me.
Play area. Gun button. Recorder button. Play area.
Just edit this.
Gun button.
All right.
Key controls button. Recorder button. Recorder button. Play area. Recorder button.
I wish
player.
You would get
sample
rid of
set recorded.
Okay.
Main recorder button. Sample sets heading. Recorded heading. Sample sets heading. Sample recorded. Main recorder button. Recorded heading. Add button recorder. Add button.
Okay.
Play area. Add button. Play area. Add recorded heading. Add button. Play area.
Okay, I'm having to plug my earphones in for this because it is wanting to talk through the earpiece. So what I'm going to do is put one of the earphones up by the phone so you can hear what I'm doing. Not that I know what I'm doing. I kind of know.
Play area. Play app record. Play record button. Attack selected. Hit attack record button. With auto. With auto. Switch button phone. Release play area.
Okay, this thing has an auto button, and it's switched on by default, and that means that it won't actually start recording until it hears a sound. So, I've got a big recorder here, and I'm going to play its lowest note. Well, it's second lowest note. I'm going to play the G. Just like that. Okay, so I'm going to get my microphone ready. I've got that headset mic going on right now. And I'm going to hit record, and then I'm going to play the note, and then we'll be able to test it. Okay, so let me think.
Okay. Unnamed underscore back button. More info. Unnamed underscore 20 done.
Why did it do that?
Mega recorder. Recorder button. Unnamed underscore. Records add button.
It just for some reason.
Button. Sample sets. Heading. Add button.
Add.
Unnamed underscore. Unnamed underscore 20150930 back button.
I mean, it's acting. Okay.
On. Sample sets, done, button, off.
Alright, that's why.
Recorded, head, sample sets, heading.
Okay. Okay, so I just plugged in my headset because right now it is talking. Huh?
Auto, record, button, gain, zero to record, auto, switch, idle. Import new edit button. Sound button done button. Select freeze share button player record. Unnamed attack time. Release time. Release polyphonic toggle switch button on. Double tap to selected. Unnamed underscore back button.
Okay, so in the top left corner we have back.
Unnamed underscore 20150.
Unnamed is the what it's gonna say the name is. It's not an it's a heading.
Unnamed underscore 20.
And then here's the text field that you can type into.
Text field. Category button.
Later. And then there's a category that you can plug in,
pitch button,
and then there's either
one shot,
pitch or one shot. One shot would be a drum, pitch would be, of course, a recorder.
0 dB, adjustable, one shot gain.
Then we have the gain, so if it's not loud enough, or if one sample is not as loud as another, we can turn up the gain on it. Now we've got record,
auto.
And then next to that's switch auto, and the switch button is
switch button on.
It says idle next to it because we're not recording anything.
Import new edit button.
Or we can import.
Button. Done. Button. Sound. Edit. Import new. Idle. Switch button. Auto. Record.
Okay, so let's record that recorder. I'm going to grab it here. Oh, and then there's an empty list next to that. So it shows me that there's nothing in this new sample set that I'm making here. So here I go. So there is our recorder tone that I just played.
Switch button, sample recorded, switch button on, sample recorded, note, G3.
Okay, and it tells me, if you'll notice, it says it's G3, which means G in the third octave.
00, G4, button. Action.
Okay, so.
Delete, activate item, diff, 01, G, import new, button, 01, G3, button. 00, G4, play area, humanized, 0%, adjustable, one shot, button, gain, record, auto, switch button, up, sample recorded, note, G3. 00, G4, button. Swipe 01, G3, 00, 01, G3, 00, 01, G3, button.
So,
down to select a custom action.
I'm gonna double tap and hold this note to see what it sounds like.
Back gain, 0 dB, adjustable. Min valve, 0%, adjustable. Keep back button. 01, heading, test, looped, test, button.
Oh, okay, I double tapped it. Okay, so I double tapped on the G3. There's a button that said G3. I double tapped it. Now there's a test button.
Test button.
Now I'm going to double tap the test button.
Test.
And you'll notice nothing happens. But I have to double tap and hold it. So there is our recorder
tone that I just played.
I don't know why it recorded that. Let's go back.
O1, back button. Unnamed category, button. Selected, one shot, button. 2 of game, record, button. Auto, switch button, off, sample recorded. 00, G4, button. O1, G3, button. 00, G4, button.
The 00, G4 is, let's try that one. Double tap it.
Zip back button, back 0, tap looped, test button.
Want to test it? There's our recorder. Okay, so...
looped. Switch button off.
It's loop, switch button off.
On.
I'm going to turn it on.
Start, 0% adjustable.
Now here is our start.
Loop start, 0% adjustable. Start, loop start, 0% adjustable.
We've got start, stop, loop start, and then stop.
Legato start, 0%
adjustable. And then we've got legato start.
X fade, 0 milliseconds, adjustable. X fade, 0 gain, 0 dB, adjustable. X gain, 0 dB, min valve, 0 gain, 0 dB, adjustable.
So we're going to crank the gain way up.
0, 0, 1, 1 dB, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3 dB, 3, 3, 40, 40, 40, 40, 5, 5, 5, 5, 60, 60 dB, 60, 60 dB, 60 dB, 70 dB, 60 dB.
Okay, we're going to, that 60 dB, that's quadruples the volume.
Test button.
Let's see what it sounds like now.
Looped, switch, start, loop, start, stop, legato, X gain, min, pen, max, hyphen, plus, cap, G, 4, root note.
Okay.
Root octave.
G4. This is actually G4.
Loop, switch button, start, 0%, loop, start, stop, legato, X gain, 6 dB, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. X fade gain, 12 dB, adjustable.
So I gained 12 dB now. Let's see what it sounds like now. It's getting there.
Looped, switch, start, loop, stop, legato, X fade gain, min valve gain, 12 dB, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one
it
finger
could stand.
Gain, 12 dB, adjustable.
All I'm going to get is 12 dBs.
Gain, 12 dB, adjustable.
So that's really quiet. I don't really like how quiet that is. So what I'm going to do
Unnamed category button. Select one shot button. 202 gain. Is record.
Is
record gain. 0 dB adjustable. Swipe up or down. Record auto switch button. Sample 00 G sample recorded. Note G3. 00 G4 button.
So we got a 00 G4 button. That's the record. I'm going to delete it.
Delete. Back button. Unnamed category. Selected. One shot gain. Is record. Auto. Switch button. Sample recorded. O1 G3 button.
I'm going to delete O1 G3 as well.
Empty list. Sample recorded. Switch button. Oh, auto. Record button.
Okay, so now we've got our empty list. And I'm going to record, and I'm going to make sure that this thing is right by where the sound comes out of the recorder. I want it close, man. I want to pick up the air streaming past. You know what I mean? There we go. I'm going to record an octave higher because it doesn't seem to like the low octave very well. Now let's see what this sounds like. So it says sample recorded. It says it's G3, but I know it isn't the G3.
Recorded. Note C3. Switch button on.
I know it ain't a C3.
Sound. Edit. Import O2. C3 button. Swipe up. O2 back button.
So I must have got the button. Test.
There we go.
Okay, I gotta delete that.
Release time. Release stop. No toggles. Back button. Unnamed underscore. 201509. Category. Select one scan. Record button. Auto. Switch. Sample. O2. Import new button. O2. C3. Delete. Sample recorded, import new button. Sample recorded, note, C3. Switch button on. Sample recorded, note, import new edit button. Sound button. Back.
Thank you. This is odd, man. Okay, so what I had ended up having to do was turn off the speech, and then when I double tapped record, it recorded just fine. So now I'm going to double tap and hold on the test button here. I think it could be louder.
Switch button, start, loop, stop, limit, X gain, mid pan, min gain, 0 dB, adjust.
So I'm going to crank the gain all the way up by double tap, hold, and drag.
12 dB, X, loop, stop, loop, stop, start, zip, switch.
And let's make sure it's not distorted now. Okay, that's nice and loud.
Switch button, looped. Switch button, off.
Now this is a flute. We want it looped so that we can keep on playing a note as long as we want to. But if you know, if you'll notice, it's probably not going to sound very good when we have it looped just as it is. Listen.
Test button.
Okay, see, you don't want that. You don't want that break in between. So what you do is,
switch button on.
Has looped on.
Start 0% adjustable.
It has your start, okay, which you want at 0%. If it's, you know, right on, it might be.
Switch loop test 05 test button.
Let's make sure it's right on. Yeah, it's right on. The auto switch did its job really well. The auto switch next to record, it waits until you hear a sound over the threshold. When it hears that sound over the threshold, it records until the sound stops, and then it stops recording. So that's why you have problems sometimes. So you have to make sure that you're really quiet until you're ready to record your sample. But now we've got a problem because our loop is not good, because the end is too long, so we've got to trim the end. We can't really trim the end, but what we can do is change the loop stop point, or the
loop switch button on, start, loop start, 0% adjustable.
Okay, so the loop start point. We don't want to really start at the beginning because it's got the two. You know, when I played it, I went and you don't really want that. So I'm gonna change that to 10%.
100 milliseconds, adjustable.
Whoops.
Swipe up or down. Loop start 0% adjustable. Stop 100% adjust characters. Vertical navigation. Direct touch. Language. Adjust value.
There we go.
Loop start stop 100% adjustable.
Okay, so our loop stop is 100% right now. I'm gonna change it to about 80%.
98%. 97%. 90%. 99%. 89%. Legato start 0% adjustable.
Then we have legato start. So when I'm playing, a scale, I don't go toot 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 toot. I go toot 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 toot. If you know what I mean, if you play a recorder, you know how it sounds. So you don't, when you're doing your legato, or you're playing, you know, when you're going up on a scale, you don't want to re-trigger at the starting point. So we're going to set that
1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%,
8%, 9%, 10%. About 10% of where it is.
X fade, 0 milliseconds, adjustable.
X fade. That is how the end of the loop fades into the beginning of the loop. So, you want to set it probably about 20%.
5, 10, 15, 20 milliseconds gain, 12 dB adjust.
I mean 12 milliseconds.
20 milliseconds gain, min val 0% adjustable. Pan 0, min val 0.
Min val, that's velocity, how quiet it can get. I leave that alone.
Pan 0,
then there's pan, and you can adjust where it's panned.
Max val 100%.
Max velocity, that's how loud it can get. I leave that alone.
Button, max Python button, plus button, Python button, plus G number 5, G number 5, root note. Root octave, fine tune, 20, sound, fine tune, 24 cents, adjustable, sound, button, done, button.
And, That's it. So let's test it now.
Apple 5 test button.
Okay, so our loop is still...
Look up, stop, 89%, loops start, 0%, adjustable, start, 0, loops, stop, 89%, adjustable, 87%, 86%,
82%, 79%. I thought I did 80%. Test it again. Nope.
Switch start, loop start, 0%, adjustable.
We must have a lot of extra audio.
Stop, 10%, expect, look up, stop, 79%.
Stop at...
59%.
We'll say 60%.
Test button.
Test.
Loop, switch, start, loop, stop, legot, X, fade, gain, 12, X, legot, stop, 60%, adjustable, 47 plus, button, gain, 12 dB, X, legato, start, stop, 47%, loop, stop, start, switch, loop, time, continue, legato, legato, slash, set, continue with time, and continuous glide toggle, dimmed, switch button, on, back, off, up, test, looped, switch button, on, start, 0%, switch, loop, test, button. Switch, loop, stop, legato, X, fade, legato, stop, loop, start, 0, stop, 47%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value of loop, stop, 21%, adjustable. Swipe up or down, pan, zip, play area. Play area, share, button, play area, record, unattack, release, release, pop, drag, off, button, back, off, tap, loop, switch, start, 0%, loop, start, 0%, stop, 21%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger, loop, stop, 42%, adjustable. Loop, stop, switch, loop, test, button, 05, head, back button, 05, tap, loop. Switch button on, loop test button. Time interval, 65 milliseconds, grid start, 0%, adjustable. Back button, 05, test, looped. Test button. Test, test.
Okay, so we're close.
Switch,
right?
Stop, legato start, stop, 42%, adjustable, 43%, 44, 45, 46, 40, 40, 40, 50, 15, 52%, loop, stop, start, switch, looped, test button. Looped, switch, stop, loop, stop, stop, legato, stop, loop, stop, stop, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 60%, loop, stop, switch, looped, test button. Loop, switch, start, loop, stop, 60, legato, start, test, stop, 60%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one, loop, stop, 59%, loop, stop, stop, switch, loop, test, 05, test button.
Okay, so it's really, like I said, it's very hard to
switch start 0% and loop start 0% adjustable. Swipe up or down one finger to adjust the
loop start.
Start loop start 6% adjust start switch
6%. Let's try that. It's very close to being seamless now.
Loop, switch, start, loop, stop, 59%, adjustable.
So,
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm just going to barely slide it.
59%, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one
finger to adjust the value. Up to 60%.
Switch, loop, test, button.
And by the way, it does have the up and down thing, and it does show when you swipe up and down to change the numbers, it shows them changing. But for some reason, they don't actually change. So you've got to double tap and hold on the sliders and drag them, physically drag them, because when you do the up and down swipes, they don't change. Even though they show that they're changing, they're not.
Test button.
It's kind of odd. So let's see how this sounds now.
Looped, switch, start, loop, start, stop, 60%, adjustable.
I'm gonna take a risk here.
Stop, 78%, and loop, start, stop, switch, loop, test, button.
And see what it's like at 78%. Because I need my start to be closer to... So that's a pretty seamless loop. And then
switch start, 0% loop start, stop, set legato start, 10% adjustable.
Our legato.
Down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm gonna set the legato to about 30% so that it doesn't have that initial sound.
X fade, 20 gain, 12 dB, X fade.
I'm gonna turn X fade. to about
X-fade, 101 milliseconds, adjustable, Legato, X-fade.
Heck, 101 milliseconds, why not? 100 milliseconds for X-fade.
96 milliseconds, 101 milliseconds, gain, 12, min val, 0%.
Okay,
back button, 05, heading, test, but looped, switch, looped. Control tab to effects tab. Detect time.
So now we've got some different controls. If we touch, you know, toward the middle time, middle of the screen.
Unnamed recorder. Unnamed underscore 2015.
We've got attack time.
Release time.
Release time.
Attack release time. 400 milliseconds. Adjustable.
400 milliseconds. It's too long.
3, 2, 1. 10 milliseconds. 110 milliseconds.
Because you can stop right away.
Release stops no toggle, switch button on. Double tap to
release stops no toggle on.
Polyphonic toggle, switch button on. Release polyphonic toggle, switch button on.
Polyphonic toggle is you can either have one note like you or you can you know have it like a solo. So you're gonna want to you know, be able to edit that at will. You might want more than one recorder at a time.
Drag changes pitch. Off button 1 of 4. Continuum button 2 of 4. Glide button 3 of 4. Selected snap button 4 of 4.
So glide changes pitch, and since we're in a recorder, we're doing it by step, so that's going to be selected. The other glide modes, you'll have to just experiment to see what they do. Basically, glides to the next note, but it gets you there pretty fast.
Continuum button.
Continuum is more of a smooth glide. It still gets to the note, but it's really subtle about getting there.
Glide, select link, Legato slash sample lock toggle, switch button on. Double tap to toggle. Legato slash sample lock toggle, switch button on. Play area. Gain. Min val, 0%. Play loop start, 6%. Adjustable, pan, 0. Adjustable. Play fine tune, 24 cents. Adjustable, pan, 0. Adjust, max val, hyphen, button. Max val, 100%. Cue play area. Time interval, pan, 0. Adjustable. Octave, peptic gain, 12 dB. Adjustable. Min, pan, max, hyphen, plus, G note 5. Root note, root octave, fine tip, sound, button, done. But, select preset, play area. Loop start, switch button on. Start, loop start, 6% start, 0% loop stop, 7%.
I lost it, where to go?
Gain, min val, X, min val, 0, Legato slot gain, 12 dB, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to mid play area, loop pan, Legato slot, pan, 0, adjust, min val, 0, Legato slash sample lock toggle, switch button on, continuous glide toggle, dimmed, switch button on. Time interval, 65 milliseconds, adjustable.
Swipe up or down with the time interval is how long it takes when you move your finger up the screen from note to note to note to note to note, how long it takes you to get to the next note. So if I slide my finger up from the bottom of the screen to the top really, really fast, it might only play 3 notes if the time interval is long. But I'm a fast recorder player, and I know what I'm doing.
39, 30, 33 milliseconds, 21 milliseconds, 18 milliseconds, 50, 12 milliseconds.
So I'm going to take, 12 milliseconds I think is a lot more reasonable with recorder, because you can play really fast glissandos on recorder. So, you know, but there are, like with guitars, if you set a really high time interval, and you just kind of go up and down the screen in a certain way, you can actually play run on chords and stuff with it. So, you know, when you get into this edit screen, you'll definitely want to mess around with the sample, the timing interval, to get it just right for what you want. Because, you know, it depends on what instrument. Now, I want to also advise you, when you sample your instrument, if it's a wind instrument or if it's a string instrument, don't put any vibrato whatsoever on it, because you get vibrato by shaking the phone or the iPad. When you're in thumb jam, you get that vibrato by shaking your device, or you can get it that way. You get two effects when you use your vibrato when you shake your phone. You get pitch change, so that the pitch vibrates up and down, and you also get tremolo. And that's why the vibrato on the iPhone or on thumb jam sounds so real, because you get two different kinds of vibrato going on at the same time, which is exactly what happens in the real world with, say, a recorder or a violin. And thumb jam does not have any violin samples, so I may sample one today, because I'd like to be able to play the violin. And, you know, it's got orchestra strings, and it's got a cello, but the cello has vibrato on it. So you can't really do anything expressive with the cello, because it already has vibrato. So when you do strings or wind instruments or anything like that, make sure you play straight notes. Play them strong, confident, straight notes, no vibrato at all, if you can help it.
Humanize, time interval, 12 milliseconds. Humanize, 0%.
Humanize is
one finger to adjust the value.
When you're doing your glissandos, if you have humanize set to 0%, it will stick to the time interval exactly. So if you have humanized set to say 30%, I'm going to just set it to 20%. I'm going to set it to 20%, and what it's going to do is it won't glide perfectly. It won't go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- you know, randomly, sometimes it'll glide a little bit shorter, sometimes it'll glide a little bit longer. It'll make it sound more like a human playing a glissando. So I wouldn't set it too high, but, you know, probably 10-20% is fine.
Play area. Key controls, off toolbar, sustain, glide mode, increase octave span, play area. Legato start, 31%, adjustable. So, play drag changes pitch, play area, release drag, play area. Play drag, off, hot, selected, selected, play slash pause. All off, selected, play slash pause, selected, play slash pause. All off, button, selected, set, all off, button. All off, selected, select control, tab, effects, tab, selected, play slash pause, back button.
So,
05, padded play area, recorder, unmute, attack, top, release,
I'm trying to find the done button here.
Adjustable, loops up, stop, legato, X, gain, min, pet, max, pipe, plus, gnome, 5, root note.
And I don't know what those plus minus things are, but I think they have to do with the sliders that are before them when you're in the swiping order.
Sound, done, button, sound, fine tune, 24 cents, adjustable.
By the way, fine tune is set to 24 cents because it knows, you know, what note it should be, and my recorder was kind of sharp. I was blowing it a little too loudly, so it sharped a little. So it's compensating for that. Let's hear what our recorder sounds like now. And we've done all that work.
Play area. Play area. Direct touch.
Go to direct touch.
On.
Here we go. Okay, well, it's a sample. Let's add some effects to it now.
Edit button.
Go to edit.
Octave up button. Octave down button. Skip back button. Selected. Play slash pause button. Language. Audio ducking. Language. Vertical navigation. Characters. Vertical.
And going back to
speech rate. Headings. Speech rate. Audio ducking. Language. Hide menu.
Okay, so since the play area is not on the screen when you hit edit, you can't turn off direct touch. But as soon as it pops back in, I'm going to turn direct touch off.
Key controls button.
Okay.
Say octave up button. Talk, skip back. Edit button. If sound. Hide menus. Save preset. Effects button. If controls button.
Let's do effects first.
Button. Start. Loop start. Loop start. 6%. Loop start. 6%. Play area.
I didn't want to.
Decay. 12
okay.
dB. Gain. 12 dB. Audio ducking. Speech rate. Play area. Gain. Play area. Legato start. For play area. Python. Box. Select sample. Play area. Select deep back button. Audio ducking. Language, vertical navigation, characters, vertical language, audio ducking, speech rate, headings, words, characters, vertical navigation, switch to play area, switch button on, looped, switch button start, 0%, adjust the Python button, back button.
I don't know why it took me that.
Import new button. One play, unnamed underscore, tick tag play area.
I need to find.
Import new button.
The done button.
Unnamed underscore. Play area. Oh, import new button. Open level, record, all selected, pitch button. Unnamed underscore, 2-0, back button. Main recorder done. But record. Main recorder. Recorder. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed down. Lock and scale. But banjo button. Down. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed underscore. Recorder button.
I went too far back now.
50516. Unnamed underscore. 20150930. Underscore. 12527.
There. Click on my preset again.
Download heading. Unnamed underscore. 201.
Come on.
Unnamed underscore.
Click on it.
Unnamed underscore. Two. More info. Unnamed underscore. Done. Button. Player. Unnamed underscore. Two. Add a play area. Back button. Play area. Record. But back button. Play area. Characters. Words. Selected. Unnamed underscore. Two. Characters. Vertical navigate. Play area. Record. But back button. Play area. Record. Play record. But play record. But back button. Play area. Back button. Play area. Select. Record. Button. Unnamed back button. Direct touch. Off. Empty list. In back button. Unnamed unrecorded. Heading. Main recorder. Button. Record. Unnamed underscore. Two. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed undownloaded. Downloaded. Heading. Unnamed underscore 2015. Unnamed underscore 201509. Banjo download heading. Banjo download. More info. Unnamed more info. Unnamed underscore 20. Unnamed underscore download heading. Done button. Done. Done button. Done. Sound button. Edit button. Edit button. Play area. Play area. Language. Direct touch. On. Aux key control play area. Sound button. Talk click edit button. Edit. Aux key controls. Aux toolbar button. Save effects button. Save preset. Sound button. Good sample button. Edit button. Edit button. Edit button. Edit. Sound button. Sound. Volume slash iPod button. Change staff. Change instrument button. Change instrument. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed underscore. 2015093. Unnamed underscore. Aux toolbar play area. Increase octaves. Play area. Key sound. Set key play area. Player. Unnamed underscore. 20 play area. Play area. Unnamed underscore. 2015093. Play area. Play area. Unnamed underscore. Play area. Click. Unnamed underscore. 20 play area. Sound button. Play area. Unnamed underscore. 2 play area. Click. Unnamed underscore. 20150. Unnamed underscore. 201 play area. Play area.
I don't know why it's doing this.
Selected. Key controls. Key buttons. Show characters. Words. Characters. Vertical navigate. Direct touch. Off. Cap C button. Cap D button. Select. Selected. Key controls. Key buttons. Show selected. Key controls. Key slash. Key controls. Key selected. Aux tool. Play area. Sound. Aux play edit button. Edit. Save. Hide menu. Shift controls button. Edit button. Edit. Sound button. Sound. Later. Mark has completed. Button. Remind. Numbers is about to start. Mark. Later. Button. Mark has completed. Button. Mark has completed. Play. Create instrument. Button. Download. Sound. Play area. Depth create instrument. Button. Player. Volume slash iPod. Button. Create. Download. Sound. Monitor input. Monitor input. Button. Input control mode. Depth. Change scale. Button. Change instrument. Button. Unnamed underscore. 2 zip. Change instrument. Button. Unplay area. Check. Create. Download samples. Play. Create instrument. Button. Play area. Unchange instrument. Button.
I think I should just redo this freaking podcast because it's going to be a pain in the ass to edit. Okay, there's no sound. Oh, what a pain in the ass. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is, when you'll notice that's really low, so I have to hit octave up a couple times. Yeah, there we go. Now what this needs is some reverb, so I turned off direct touch. Always keep it on direct touch if you can.
Save preset.
And by the way, the best way to create a preset, I just found it's in sound. You go to, it's not very intuitive, but under sound you can change scale, change instrument, and you can create a new instrument, and that's what I should have done. But instead I went to edit and then sample, and that's how you edit a an existing preset. So, but anyway, I'm going to add some effects now.
Controls button, effects button.
So,
effects.
Hit it, effects.
Room size, 65 player selected, reverb button, 1 of 3.
Okay, reverb is selected.
Delay button, 2 of 3, filter, reverb. Reverb toggle, switch button, on.
Reverb is on.
Room size, 6 level, room size,
65. Room size is 65%.
Play area, unnamed underscore, select delay, filter, reverb, play area. Unselect delay, filter, reverb, reverb, room size, level, play area. Level, 20%, adjustable, 21, 20, 26%.
I'm going to just drag it.
Level, 51%, adjustable.
Make it about 51%, that's good.
50%, play area, key controls, not shown. Aux toolbar, sustain, glide mode toggle, button.
And that's all you have to do for the reverb.
1 of 3, delay, button, 2 of 3.
And then it has a delay, if you want a delay, and then it has a filter.
Done.
So you can mess with those.
Done.
So now that it has reverb,
play area. Increase octave span. Decrease octave span. Button. Octave up. Button. Octave down. Skip back. Button. Edit. Button. Direct touch. On. Play area.
And again, I can also play it on the keyboard.
Sustain. Clock. Increase octave. Decrease. Octave up. Octave up. Button. Octave up.
And the octave up does not affect...
Play area. Play area.
Okay, so that's that. And again, like I said, I can play it on the keyboard and the screen at the same time. You know. So. And since I sampled earlier,
music folder. Thumb jam, thumb jam. Home, thumb jam, active.
It decided to go and
play area.
You know. Play through the headphones. See, I had to get out and back in. Okay, so that's how you record.
Play area.
And then under effects, if you look at effects, you can, you know, change how much it vibrates when you shake it. Now I'm shaking it dramatically right now. Another fun thing you can do with this.
Not shown. Sustain. Glide mode toggle button. Glide mode toggle. Glide. Glide mode toggle. Glide button.
Is you can change the you can make it glide. Now with the keyboard, nothing happens. But when I'm on screen here, touching the screen.
Play area. Increase octave span. Button. Glide mode toggle. Glide. Play area. Glide mode toggle. Glide. Glide mode toggle. Glide button. Glide mode toggle. Continuum. Glide.
Okay, now if you notice the glide was really, really, really fast. You know, almost imperceptible. But you'll hear it really well now. And you can hear how it's kind of snapping to the note that it wants. Glide is the secret of the steel guitar, by the way. That's how the steel guitars work. You know, you can. That's what makes thumb jams so darn special, is how you can glide and stuff like that. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to show you on this. I think that's actually it. And then you know, you can go to edit and then save your preset, and then you're done. You can also In sound, you can change scales, you can change keys on the main toolbar. There's the key control thingy.
Climb up, sustain, aux tool, key control. Key controls not shown.
It says key controls not shown. I can make it show the keys, and then I can click on a different key, and then I can go to sound and scale and click on a different scale. There's a setting. Let's see if we can find it. I've turned off direct touch. And again, it's really hard to do. You really got to go up to the left-hand corner of the screen where there's all kinds of stuff. And then up in the left, that left-hand corner is the best place to do your rotor gesture to get to direct touch. I wish Apple would make something simpler because direct touch can get in the way. In iOS 5, it was a lot simpler. I think in iOS 6, they messed it up somehow or another. And it just, I don't know, but it just doesn't work as well as it used to. But I'm going to look at preferences, which is in the bottom right corner.
Preferences, done, options, button. Options, medium, import, slash, export, help, button. Bluetooth collaboration, Bluetooth, help, show toolbar, show HR. Options, button, preferences, options, button.
Most of this stuff is self-explanatory. I've never paired it with Bluetooth MIDI, so I don't know how to do all that. But you just turn on your virtual, or you just turn on your core MIDI if you have a keyboard.
Options, button, background audio. Background audio, switch button on.
Background audio is on. That means no matter what app I'm in, I can hear Thumb Jam. So I can have iTunes music going, playing my keyboard, and it will play through too.
Power saver. Power saver. Switch button on.
I don't know what the power saver does exactly, but it's on.
Enable power saver to suspend background audio / MIDI processing after 10 minutes of inactivity, avoiding battery drain.
All right. Okay.
Audio options.
Audio
enable
options.
Jack. Enable jack. Switch button on.
Enable jack. That's another kind of like audio bus.
Mix down reverb. Mix down reverb. Mix down reverb. Switch button on. Count in bars. 1. Text field. Reference tuning hertz. 440. Text field. Buffer size. Total output latency. 1. Selected. Auto. Button. 1. Buffer size. Total output latency. 1,256. 1. Selected. Auto. Button. Buffer size. Total output latency. 1,024 samples. 36.0 milliseconds.
Okay, so this is tuning, hertz, set to auto.
128, 200, 500, 1,000, max polyphony. 1,000, max 8, button, 1 of 5, 12, button, selected, 20, button, selected, 16, button, 3 of 5.
This can place up to 16 notes at a time if that's the default.
20, 24, button.
You can go up to 24.
20, button.
And I just select.
Use interrupt audio sync, switch button. General, use interrupt audio sync, selected, 24, button.
I just selected 24 because I like a lot of high polyphony stuff.
Use interrupt audio sync, select, use interrupt audio sync. Language, vertical navigation, characters, words, use, enter, app, audio, sync.
Oh, use enter app, audio, sync.
Use inter-app audio sync, switch button on.
Of course.
Double tap, general options.
Turn that on.
Orientation lock.
General options, orientation lock.
Switch button on.
Is on.
Show no names, switch button on.
No
use
names.
Interval names. Use interval names, switch button off.
Interval names.
Double tap, show all off button, show all off button, sustain. Two finger pitch bar, switch button off. Check for news, switch button on. Auto high preset chooser, switch button on. Auto high loop chooser. Switch button on.
And yeah, you can record in Thumb Jam. I think I showed you in the last podcast I did how you can even hum into the microphone and it will play the pitch that you hum. So you can do guitar solos that way too.
Background color. Selected. Classic. Button. Gray. Button. Perform. Reverb complexity. Selected. Normal. Selected. Auto. Button. 1 of 4. Low. Graphics
complexity.
Updates. Low. Graphics updates. Selected. Normal. Button. Off. Button. Sound. Button. Off. Selected. Graphics updates. Select off button. 202. Select graphics up. Graphics.
Graphics update.
Select off button. 202. Sound button. Play area. Unnamed underscore play area. Key control off toolbar. Sustain button.
What I'm looking for.
Reverb complexity. Lower. Reverb complexity. Low. Reverb complexity. Show all off button. Sustain. Two finger check for news. Auto high preset. Auto high loop. Background. Classic. Background. Reverb. Lower. But reverb. Graphics update. Off button. 202. Graphics updates. Selected. Off button. Sound button. Play area. Unnamed play area. Key controls. Auto high loop chooser. Lows 3. Lows 1 to 8 to 20. Enable power saver to suspend background audio. Enable. Mix down reverb. Buffer size 512. 1. 8. 12. But 16. 20. Selected. Use interrupt. Audio sync. Switch. Jet orientation lock. Orientation. Show no names. Use. Show off button. Show off button. Two finger pitch bar. Two finger. Check for news. Switch button.
What I'm trying to find.
Auto high preset. Auto high loop. Choose background help. Selected. Class gray. Reach selected. Off normal. Button. Lower. Lowest. Graphics up. Selected. North. Off. Sound. Play area. Sound. Button. Show all off button. Sustain. Lows 1 to 8 to 20. Power saver. Background. Done. Options. Preference. Option. Done. Back. Power. Audio. Enable jack. Mix up. Count in. 1. Reference. 4. Buffer side. 4. Reference tuning. Hertz. 4. Buffer. Select. 120. 205. 1. Max. 8. Button. Max. Polyphony. 8. 12. 6. 12. So, use interrupt. Audio sync. Use. Project. Orientation. Lock. Orient. Show no names. Show no. Use interval. Name. Use interval. Show all off button. Sustain. Two finger. Pitch bar. Check for news. Auto high preset chooser. Auto high. Background selected. Default class. Gray. Reverb selected. Normal. But lower. Low. Grab selected. Off button. Sound button. Play area. Unnamed play area. Unnamed underscore. 2015. Play area. Keep it. Off to sustain. Glide mode. Increase. Decrease. Octave up. Button. Preferences. Back button. Preferences. Done. Unnamed underscore. Done. Use interval names. Preferences. Back button. Done. Button. Done. Sound. Button.
There's a thing in here where, and I'm trying to find it, where you can actually, it has a Wi-Fi setting, and you can use Wi-Fi, it'll give you a URL, and when you have that URL, then you can go in and kind of browse your stuff in ThumbJam on your computer, and you can even zip up the preset, and then share it on the audio, on the ThumbJam forums, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that for you, so you can figure it out.
Edit.
So,
sample button with minor blues, sample button, controls button, effects, save preset, hide menus, save preset button, effects button, control, sample button, press button, sample button, edit button, recording set minor blues, press button, press button, mic recordings, edit, all off button, sample, play slash pause, skip back, controls, button, audio down button, effects, button, audio up, button, save, decrease audio span button, sound button. Sound button, play area. Skip back. Edit button.
What a mess.
Edit. Hard menus button. Sample button. Edit button.
Alright, it's not in edit.
Edit. Unnamed underscore tip sound button. Player loop button. Play area.
It's not
play
in
area.
Loop.
Play slash pause button. Skip. Audio down.
I
button.
Don't know where
skip.
It is.
Edit button. Press button.
I really
button.
Thought it was in
press
preferences.
Button. Edit button. Play area. Button. Press button.
I know it exists.
Options. Show guitar. Options button. Options. Media control. Options button. Bluetooth help button. Bluetooth collaboration help. Show toolbar. Show toolbar, show hitbar, sound, play area, unnamed underscore, 2-0, play area, key controls, notch, box tool, sustain, done, preference, options, button, media control, button, import, slash, media control, button, import, slash, export, button.
Oh, right, import, export,
back
yes,
button.
That's
back
where
button.
It is.
Done, button, export current loop mixdown, copy loop mixdown, dent, email loop mixdown, dent, export to audio share, dent, share to SoundCloud, dent, open mixdown in other app, dent, renders the currently active set of loops into a stereo audio file for export.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
Export MIDI, export MIDI, open MIDI other, email MIDI loops, export to current, export other, browse audio to export, button. Export instruments button. Export presets button. Export loop sets button. Export presets. Export instruments button.
I don't want to export any instruments.
Back button. Back button. Done. Recorded. Heading. Main recorder. Recorder. Unnamed underscore. Main recorder.
I'm gonna export my mega recorder.
Recorder. Delete. Recorder. Main recorder. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Delete. Activate. Delete. Activate item. Default action. Main recorder. Recorder. Main recorder. Record. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed under. Unnamed. Shares email instrument. Shares iTunes button. Email instrument button. Sound button. Play area. Set email instrument button.
Oh, I can actually email it. I'm gonna email it. Mega recorder to
myself. Mega recorder. Cancel. Thumbjam make send. Subject. Thumbjam make recorder. Dimmed. Text to text field. CC to text field.
So I'm gonna send it to myself.
K. W. E. J. N. To text field is editing. Ten down E. K. N. W. T. O. W. N. Y. N. Ten down E.
There we
cancel.
Go.
Send button.
And I'm sending myself the instrument. Let's see what happens when I get it. Because if you sample an instrument that you play well, you can send it to the forums, and then it'll be it'll be downloadable. You know what I mean?
Internet folder.
I'm not sure what the difference between instruments and presets is. I don't quite. I think presets may be a pack of instruments. But let's see what happens when I do this.
12:10 mega message mega recorder.zip button. Use the attachment.
Okay, see, there's the zip file. And in the zip file, it will have the WAV file in there, and then it will have the instructions on how to tune it. So, let's go on the big computer here. Of course it came unplugged, it always does. Hopefully it's still running. And it ain't. So we're going to analyze this zip file. We can. I'm pretty sure that it uses text to define all the parameters. So, you know, if it's hard to change in ThumbJam, you can just export this to yourself by email, and then you can modify it. So let's go into Outlook Express. And then go into my Apple account. I'm going to do I'm going to save the zip file. I'm just going to put it in basic /audio/megarecorder.zip. Then we're going to have a look at what's in here. I could have just extracted it right from there. I don't know why I didn't just... Okay. Audio. Mega. Recorder. And just see audio. Mega. Recorder. Okay. So we're extracting. It's got all these WAV files, and we know that I only put, well, one file in here. New.flot. Happens with these instruments and stuff, what happens is that you can have more than one sample. You can have like two or three samples. So I could have a G3, I could have a D4, G4, B4, G5, and so on. I can have all these samples that I want in this one instrument, but with like the recorder, if I want to treat it like a slide whistle, then I either can only use only one sample to get a really good sounding slide, or I really have to pay attention to the legato and how it, you know, kicks in. Let's see if any of these things are changeable here. I'm going to put TXT extension on this. This FLOT patch, I'm going to put it at that TXT. So I'm going to open it with Notepad and see if it's analyzable. So yeah, you can see that it's totally modifiable. Yeah, I like a pitch bend of 3. That's the filters. So all this is modifiable if you feel like messing around with it. Okay, I'm gonna change it because I want that extra semitone bend. I'm gonna get rid of the text. And then new.flot. I'm gonna put a TXT on that and have a look and see what that looks like.
equals 1.0. Sample set info name equals mega recorder maker equals credits equals description equals creation date equals 2015051602115. License equals gain offset equals 0. Velocity dynamic range equals 15. Client switch delta equals 0. Millisize equals 0. Path name equals mega recorder. Sampler no flood category equals what with product ID equals version equals 0. Installed version equals 0. List percussion equals 0. Origin equals recorded archive file name equals downloader equals sample. Sample file equals 16. Mod label equals ID equals 0. Base note equals 79.166504. Attack offset equals 0. Attack length equals 49835. Sustain offset equals 49835. Legato offset equals.
Okay, and so on. So this is all information about the file. So I'm gonna go ahead and put my stuff in here. So maker is Ken Downey. This is a one. This is just a recorder sample. Use step or glide. Both sound good. Exclamation point. License is free. That was funny. Now we got velocity dynamics and all that. I don't think I need to modify anything else. This is actually a different sample than the one I made earlier for you, just to mess with. This is a sample that I put a lot of work into. So there's a category that you can select, and it's selected as a woodwind, even though it's not quite a woodwind. It's close enough. Version 1. Installed version equals 1.
Origin equals 1 recorded quote. Archive underlying file name equals 1 quote. Download underlying early equals 1 quote slash greater. Space. File equals 16.quav quote. Label equals 1 quote. ID equals 10. Base underlying note equals 179.166504 quote. Attack underlying offset equals 10. Attack under sustain underlying legato sustain underlease underlease up space pitch equals 1.
Okay, I'm going to save that. And then I'm going to take off the TXT extension. And then I'm going to go back. And then... Whoops, I can't do that yet. I'm going to erase the old zip file. Mega recorder, make a zip file. Okay. And now we've got our new mega recorder.zip. So, what are we going to do with this thing? How are we going to import it? Okay, so let's say I mail you a preset of a sample, and I know this is like long and drawn out, but I really want you guys to start sampling stuff, because I mean, really, what I would recommend is you get on the ThumbJam forum and mail them your zip file. But say you want to import an instrument. Well, you go on your iPhone here.
2 of 5 bars, signal strength, inbox 3761.
You get out of mail. I mean, I would probably have to mail this to myself, actually. That's exactly how I'm going to do it. I'm going to mail it to myself. Okay. From me. New version. Insert attachment. Audio. /audio/mega recorder. Dot zip. And that's it. And now I'm gonna hit. I did. Oh. should be on its way. Okay, I'm waiting for the mail to come in.
Internet.
So I'm going to go back to mail.
Six apps, one new item. Mail. Apps feature. Mail. Active.
Let's see if it says it's sent yet. Don't think it got here yet.
Mail active. Swipe up with
I'm gonna hit it. Mail.
Mail. Message. Maker. Sent from my iPhone. Inbox 3,700. Inbox 3,760. Mailboxes. Back button. Inbox. Edit. Search field. Search. Ken Downey. Phone jam. Mega recorder. 12:10 p.m. On red. Spirit deals. Clearance. Ken Downey. Phone jam. Mega recorder. 12:10 p.m.
Yeah. It didn't send.
Mega recorder. Actions available.
Yeah. I didn't need to do that. There it is. Okay, so now we go in.
Unread. Spirit deals. Clearance sale for our best customers. Search. Unsearch. Ken Downey. Unread. Ken Downey. New version. 12:25 p.m. One. Back button. http://comma. http://longing4.org. For a fresh perspective. www. To listen to enter. Ken Downey. Today at 12:20. Subject. New version. Ken Downey. Address. Button. Message. Mega record. Mark message. Move. Button. Mark message. Message. Mega record. Feel free to add me as a friend. Mega record. Zip. Button.
So I'm going to click on mega. Zip.
Mega record. Zip.
And then hopefully it will allow me to open.
Zip archive 1.6. Zip archive. Done. 205. Done. Button.
All right. It just kind of let me.
Message. Feel free to add. Mega recorder. Zip. Button.
Let's double tap and hold.
Alert. Airdrop recipient. No one. Airdrop. Message. Mail. Button. Notes. Button. Copy to audio. Copy to iZip. Copy to EasyFTP. Copy to Silver Sword. Copy to Dropbox. Button. Copy to Blindsware. Copy to Tonino. Copy to ThumbJam. Copy to ThumbJam. Button.
So, copy to ThumbJam.
Selected. Copy to ThumbJam. Drag the player.
And boom.
Import success. Okay, import success. Imported presets from CIP archive. Okay, button.
Beautiful.
Okay. Thumb jam. Play area.
Now let's see how many semitones we get.
Play area. Play area. Recording session 3-2-1. Direct touch. Play area. On.
I guess I sound, have to button. Load it. So we're going to go to sound.
Sound. Change scale. Button. Change scale. Button. Change instrument. Button.
Change instrument.
Unnamed underscore. 2. Mega recorder. Action. Super kid. Act. Super seal. Unnamed underscore. Unnamed box play area. Unplay area. Super kid. Unnamed underscore. 2015093 underscore 115242. Actions available.
I'm not sure if that's it or not.
Unnamed underscore. 2015. Unnamed underscore. 20. Unnamed underscore. 2. Unnamed underscore. Script. Mega recorder. Actions available. Mega recorder.
I bet it's the mega recorder.
Play area.
All right. This is the Turkish scale, by the way. So now I've got a zip file I can share with my friends, or to the, as I plan on doing, to the audio game for, or not audio game, sorry, to the Thumb Jam forums. So I'm going to show you scales next. This is really simple. So,
sustain off.
We turn off direct touch.
Sound button.
Go to sound.
Sound.
change scale button.
And change scale. Now look, you can do this. You can go and select scale.
Chromatic, major, minor blues, characters, words, headings.
You can go by headings.
Common, heading, scales, heading, heading not found.
So you've got common,
heading, chromatic, major.
Then you got chromatic, major, minor, harmonic, minor.
Major pentatonic, major blues.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Asia, heading.
There's Asian scales.
Blues, heading.
There's blues scales.
Chords, heading.
There's chord-based scales.
Diminished seventh chord, diminished chord.
Like diminished chords, diminished sevenths, and it's all it'll play.
Europe, heading. Gypsy, Europe, heading. Gypsy, he's a tonic one. Gypsy, he's a tonic two. How's he? Who's him? Hungarian folk.
Hungarian folk. That's an interesting scale, too.
India, heading.
Then there's an India scale.
Adhogi.
Also very interesting stuff.
Intervals, heading.
Intervals.
Do we need? Do we hold on? Do we need? Jazz, heading.
Then there's jazz.
Modal, heading. Other, heading.
Modal, other.
User, heading.
And
heading
user. Now, I have a scale.
Chromatic copy.
That.
Actions available. Add as favorite. Modify button. New button. Modify. New button. Sound button. Play area. Make play. Set. New button.
It's a Turkish scale. I call it, I don't know why it says chromatic copy. Because I started with a chromatic scale. And then I worked from there. So I'm going to show you how to make a scale.
Modify new button.
You can modify an existing one, or you can just make a new one. I'm going to make a new one.
Turkish copy. Chromatic. Selected.
Turkish copy, it says now.
Scales. Turkish. Cancel. But Turkish copy. Heading. Can't name. Turkish copy. Text field.
I'll let it stand as Turkish copy, because I'm not going to really do anything different. I'm just going to show you what this does.
Category. Europe button.
Okay. Category Euro, because, well, the Istanbul's in Europe anyway.
Temperament. M7 button. M7 button. Selected. M7 button. M7 button.
Okay. What we have now is the intervals.
Temperament. M7 button. Selected. M7 button. M7 button.
So we've got a small M7, which is a minor second.
Selected. M7 button.
Big M second, which is selected. That means in the Turkish scale, we don't really play a sharp right above the root. We don't really play that. We play like C and then D, which is the major second. I'm going to just use the C as the scale, even though it doesn't have to be. Okay, then we don't play a straight up minor third or major third in the Turkish scale. We play in between. So what you do is...
Selected equal button.
It's set to equal.
M6 button. Selected. Equal button. Selected. M7. M7. Temperament. M7. Selected. M7. Button. Selected. Equal button. M6 button. Selected. M6 button. Just button. Selected. P5 button. Cap T button. Selected. P5. Cap T. Selected. P4 button. Fine tune. Selected. M3 button. Fine tune. Selected M3 button, fine tune. Selected P4 button, fine. Selected M3 button, plus button. M3 button. M2 button, selected. M2 button, selected. P1 button, hyphen button. Reset button. Sound button, reset button. Sound, play area. Sound, reset button.
I'm gonna hit reset.
Reset.
So we can kind of just start from scratch here.
M7 button. Temper, your category, your temperament. M7, M7, select, M7, selected, equal button. M7, temperament. M7 button.
So I can select the major second.
Selected M7. M7 button.
And you can hear the note when I tap on it.
Selected M7 temperament. Selected M7 button. Selected M7 button. Selected equal button. Selected equal. M6 button. Selected equal button. Selected equal. M3 button. Fine tune. P4 cat. P5 cat. Button. P5 just M6 button. Selected M7 temperament. Euro category. Selected equal button. M6 button. Selected equal. Button. Selected equal.
Oh, right. It's not a note.
Selected M7 button. Words. Characters.
How do I do this?
M6 button. Cat T button. M3 button. Cat T button. M6 selected. M7 button. Selected temperament. Euro button. Selected M7 button. Selected M7 button. Selected equal button.
The thing is that
M6 just P5 just button selected just.
Okay, so I've just selected the just scale. the just scale? Okay, so
P5, Cat C button, play area, play area, M2 button, M7, M2 button, selected, hyphen, but selected, P1 button, hyphen, class set, reset button, class, hyphen, but select, M2 button, M7 plus, M2 button, M7 plus 0C, M2 button, M3 button, plus button.
So let's say I select a note like
M3 button, find M3 button, plus M3 button, plus M3, but plus M3 button,
the major third,
selected M3, plus button.
I can
selected M3 button, plus button,
hit the plus button here next
plus,
to it,
selected M3 button, M2 button, selected plus button, plus, plus, selected hyphen button, hyphen, selected P1 button, M2 button, M3 plus 3C, M2, M3 plus 3C.
And now it says M3 plus 3C.
M2, M3 plus 3C.
That means 3 cents. That means I added to M3, which is the major third. And when you're messing with it, make sure that you know, I'm not really going to save the scale or nothing. But make sure you know if it's capital M3 or small M3, because small M3 is the minor third, and capital M3 is the major third. You don't want to mix those up. And then,
M2 button, select hyphen, reset, button, sound, button, play area, M, Europe, button, scale, Turkish, cast, name, Turkish, count, Europe, tap, select, select, equal, M6, button, equal, selected, M7, button, equal, M6, selected, just, P5, button, selected, just, P5, button, cat, button.
Anyway,
I'm
just kind of.
Chromatic gun button. Sound,
you're just
going
to have
button.
To kind of tinker around with what it is. And the intervals, I mean, they go in order. You know, they go in order. You know, M2, M3. There's two M2s because minor second, major second. And then there's two M3s. And then there's the. And then it goes up to M4, and then it goes to P5, P6, and things like that. It's all intervals. It's all in order. So just, you know, when you select one, then you can hit plus and minus, and that's how you change each note. So that's how you can make a, you know, that's how you can select the major third, but then tune it down so it's between major and minor. Or the seventh works the same way. Major seventh, you can tune it down so that it's kind of like a major seventh, kind of like a minor seventh, and that's how the Turkish scale works. One of the problems with thumb jam is that the scale doesn't really seem, the user scales don't seem to apply.
Play area.
I'll show you what
sound
I mean.
Button.
I'm going to go to sound.
Create instrument. Change. Facebook. Change scale. Button. Download samples. Button. Facebook. Pop up. Hair saga. Alex Water sent. Change scale. Button.
About pop.
Change
saga.
Scale. Sound back. Low battery. 20. Low power mode. Button. Close. Low power mode. Button.
All right.
Low power mode.
Go ahead.
Chromatic. Front common. Heading. Front. Major pentatonic. Modify. Table index. Edge. Modify. Add as favored. Button. New. But recording session. New. Button.
And yeah, it just has table index when you're going through the scale, so you can flip through really fast. So I'm gonna go down to
23 of 343 characters, words, headings, blues, or your in jet heading not found, other user heading.
By the way, I've got two tricks I want to tell you about. This is a little off subject, but not really. When I scroll, I flick with two or even, well, I don't use two, three fingers, but I use two, and I just alternate, and I swipe down with one, swipe down with one. See, you hear how fast that is? It's really fast. If you've got a big document that you want to scroll down fast, what you can do is turn the speech off on your phone and then do a two-finger swipe down. And it will just click, 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 click all the way through. And then, you know, you can get, you know, to the bottom of the document or wherever you think you might be, turn your speech back on, and then, you know, scroll the rest of the way manually or do that trick again. And that's one way to get through a document really fast, is just scrolling that way. And it takes a little while still, but it's pretty effective.
Tree tone. Minor tree core.
Oh yeah. I'm not gonna be
user heading not found. Chromatic copy. Add as favored, but modify button, new button, sound button, play area.
All right,
user,
it's
other,
in Euro.
Chat, enter, India, Europe, courts, blue court, Europe, Gypsy Keys, India, selected, Turkish. Actions available, Turkish.
Okay, so
button. Done button. Done.
I'm back on the Turkish
sound,
scale
button,
again.
Play area. Words, headings, words, characters, vertical navigation, direct touch, on.
Now, when I had the just temperament selected, the keyboard played it. You can hear the semi-dissonance when I play two or three notes. It's beautiful, isn't it? Play it on the keyboard. See, there, I don't know why it does that. Hear the out-of-tuneness? The keyboard is still playing in the equal temperament for some reason, and I don't know why it does that. It's annoying. Really annoying. But, whatever. Anyway, that is all I can show you today, I think. I don't even know if you're going to listen to this all the way through. It's going to be a really long podcast. I don't feel like editing it. Sorry about that. I hope you enjoyed it anyway.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.